Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Now more with executive coach and author Denise Green. A couple minutes left in the program. You talk about this state that many of us find ourselves in. We're not quite at the point where we're burned out. We're certainly not at brilliant, but we're blah. That's sort of what a purgatory situation. How difficult is it to go from blah to brilliant?
Well, it depends on how you go about it. You know, if you are chasing the wrong things, like you think, well, so-and-so seems to have a good life, I'm going to do what she does. Maybe, but is it in alignment with your values? That's why I have people do the life satisfaction assessment. And then we see right away, oh, well, this is why you're in blah. You value this in your life so much, but you're doing nothing about it. Or we do the should-do exercise where I have them brainstorm for 30 seconds all the things they tell themselves on a regular basis they should do, but they're not doing. And they feel horrible after this exercise, but then we do the life satisfaction exercise, and they come up with one thing, and it's somewhere on that list of shoulds, one thing that if they did it, it would make a huge difference in their life. You know, as an example for me, I had on my list of should-dos write a book for years and years and years. Finally, I did the exercise, and I dropped that goal because I was so sick. I was getting a divorce. I was moving. I had Lyme disease. I had mold poisoning. There was no way I could write a book. And then I got out of that space, which was pretty much a burnout space, and then I was in more of a blah space, and I realized now is the time for me to finally do that thing that I've been having on my list of things to do forever, it felt like. And I got to tell you, when you go into something that has such value for you and that will give you such a payout in terms of the vision you've set for yourself, you can't help but be in flow. And when you're in flow, you don't feel blah anymore.
You talk about, I'm going to take 2 minutes here at the end, confidence. And the one thing as I'm reading the section on confidence, it's something that you can help change, improve certainly, almost instantly. Something as simple as smiling or making eye contact, and you're improving your confidence.
It's true. I bet a lot of your listeners have watched Amy Cuddy's famous TED Talk, where she has the phrase, fake it until you become it. And her Harvard research, where they had people take a certain posture, and then they took their blood, and they measured the testosterone, the cortisol, and all the other hormones, and they found that simply by taking a powerful pose, like a Superman or a Wonder Woman pose, or sitting back in a chair with your arms up and your feet on the table, would increase your confidence-related hormones. Smiling is the same thing. When you smile, you feel happier, whether it was a fake smile or not. You can just put a pencil in your mouth and force a smile, and your body will feel happier. So hold your chin up, put your shoulders back, smile, make eye contact, take a deep breath, and your body is going to start to produce confidence.
Now, we talked before about a to-do list and that people do that. And I find myself like, okay, I've got these 14 things and I get to two, then I feel guilty because I didn't get to the rest of those. How do we upgrade the to-do list and really approach each day strategically rather than just throw everything out there we think we should do, let's do it with some coherent pattern?
That's a great question. And so first, you got to create space to do this because, believe it or not, creating a to-do list is one of the most energy-consuming acts you can do, because prioritizing your day means you're stepping on so many landmines. Who am I going to disappoint? What hard thing am I going to finally tackle today? So make sure you have energy for it. You do it first, and do it before email, because reading email is one of the second most stressful things we can do because of all the unexpectedness in it and the feeling of lack of control. So what I do is every morning after I do a little meditation app, that's the first app I look at in the morning, I sit down with my notebook and I think, what are the biggest projects I've got going on? What are the must-dos under those projects? And who must I hear from or must I reach out to? And then I open email and I only look for those people's names. And if I don't have anything from them, I'll reach out, touch base, close email, and go into project number one, the thing that if I did it for 45 minutes, I would feel so much better about my day, and I would have that that weight off my chest, that guilt off. And then if I don't get to the other little menial things on my list, that's fine. Most of us cram our day with menial things, other people's things, And then we don't get to the big things, and that's why we feel guilt and shame.
Denise Green, our guest on This Week in America. The book is Work Life Brilliance, Tools to Break Stress and Create the Life and Health You Crave. Interesting, because what you talk about is doable and attainable, and I think we've accomplished that in the few minutes we've had together on the program. One thing I take away in the book is small changes can lead to big results. If you think it's too small, chances are it's not, and it's going to have some significant impact, isn't it?
Well, in fact, you have to start small, because if you try and start big, your brain will freak out, and it'll pull you back into old habits. So start small and make incremental improvements as you feel like you've mastered the current task and it feels easy.
Work Life Brilliance, an excellent book, Tools to Break Stress and Create the Life and Health You Crave. Denise Green has been our guest, author of the book, speaker, writer, executive coach, and founder of Brilliance, Inc. A lot of great information available at the website. You can take the Brilliant Life Assessment Survey, get all that information there as well. Book is available all across the country. And, of course, you can link on directly to Denise's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Denise, a pleasure to have you on the program. I loved having a chance to read Work Life Brilliance and to talk about it with you. Thank you for being with us. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.